Hey, Stuart.
Hello, hello, chaps. Well, I could hear some gentle grunting going on your side.
That'd be me again.
Yeah, you never know what he's getting up to in his room there.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. How are you, Dave? You all right?
I'm very good, yeah. How are you doing, Stuart? You sound very perky. I am perky
because I've had, I think, 16 coffees because I've been up since about 3 a.m. and I need to get through the day somehow.
What have you been doing? Pitching for a job?
Yeah, I have. I've got a couple of things on the go, which is nice because it obviously is very infrequent in this strange times. Just had a job confirmed with Andy late last night, which I've been in touch with your mob about, Parv.
I saw the script last night, yeah.
So that's good. That's a nice little thing. And then for another one of our directors, we've got a Christmas campaign already. Sort of very pleased to be trying to keep the wolf from the door.
Well, that's encouraging that stuff
is encouraging.
Going on, particularly your end, because it normally...
like the canary in the mine normally, aren't we, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It normally takes longer for it to kick in. Yeah. So do you know what the plot is, Stuart? We pepper you for questions, try and make fun of you.
Which will be very easy, actually, because as I say, I'm slightly punch drunk. And I've listened to a few of them. Since I hadn't, Parv sent me something on Instagram, I think, week before last. Yeah. And I've probably mainlined about 7 or 8 in the last week.
Have you really?
Yeah, I really have.
Obviously, we did Andy, who showered you with praise. But you're still blushing now, aren't you?
He didn't even mention me, the fucker. I've listened to Charlotte, who's lovely. I listened to Carol the other day, who was coating Parv. That was great. Yep. Ben Mouge was terrific. Luke Williamson. Yeah, but I've been through a few. I think it's a very easy bit of escapism for 10-15 minutes. And I'm very much a fan of your Inquisition ad questions and your Corona banter.
Stu, I'll introduce you. Stuart Bentham, producer, Rattling Stick. Is that how you want to be known?
Well, that was a question mark, I thought, on the end of that. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, Rattling Stick. And I also look after some of the guys at Super Prime now. You know, the American outfit that have got a big movie director roster and a few stalwarts of commercials too. So yes, I have an EP hat on for them, and then I've been part of the furniture at Rattling Stick pretty much since they opened.
You're still working, obviously, because you just said you've been busy in the last couple of days.
Yeah, very luckily, I have to say, I do feel fortunate because we've managed to get a script away for Andy, which is great, and it's loads of fun right up his strata. And then we've got a couple of Christmas things that are floating about. So yeah, but it's a struggle, right? Everybody's finding it a bit hard right now.
Dave, I reckon we should kick off with the football question for Stu, actually. So Premiership, do you think the Premiership should be cancelled, or do you think they should persevere a little bit longer and bring it back up in around June, as they're suggesting?
You see, I'd prepared myself for the pubs or football question, and that you now you've thrown me a googly ear, haven't you? I think the only fair thing to do, birthplace of football, British Isles, let's show a bit of moral fibre. Call the whole thing off, start again in September. Let's think about poor old Sergio Aguero on his 50 grand a week. He doesn't want to play. He's worried about getting ill. Nothing to do with Liverpool winning the league, of course.
Are you a Liverpool supporter?
No. I heard somebody on the other day saying about Kloppy, and that's, you know, I absolutely love him like everybody else does, and you'd really want to have a couple of beers and a bifter with Klopp, wouldn't you? But no, sir. I'm a United fan, so I don't want to go anywhere near restarting the Premiership. It's a sort of win-win, though, isn't it? Because even if they do give it to them, there's going to be an asterisk next to their name. And even if they get that, they can't have a party.
Well, you can have that question, Stu. Premiership or pubs?
Premiership all day. I'm not really a pubs man, so Premiership, but only in September.
So, Stuart, recommend something that someone could watch now, as everyone's at home locked in bored, that they may not have considered watching.
Well, I've heard you run through a raft of things, and I haven't done the Tigers, haven't done Quiz. I finished Snowfall.
Jesus.
I know, I've missed out on all that.
You finished which one?
Snowfall. I think it's on the Beeb, actually, but it's John Singleton, who did Boys in the Hood, who sadly died last year. But it's basically about the crack cocaine epidemic in the 80s in LA, in Compton.
Oh, wow.
And it's a little lighter than that sounds, but yeah, it's very, very good. It's excellent. Really good characters. Very good. Lots of hip hop. You'd love it as well. Parv, 80s vibe there. So yeah, I've been doing that. And then quite a bit of German stuff, which sounds a bit esoteric, but it's not. On Sky Atlantic, there's this thing called Babylon Berlin. It's a drama, but it's got two of the most terrific leads I've seen in absolutely yonks. The brilliant thing about it is it's set in the Weimar Republic. So, you know, 1930s Germany, which is obviously amazingly vibrant. So the cinematography is brilliant and the art direction is fabulous. It's a bit melodramatic, but it's one that I watch with the missus and the family. So yeah, it's pretty good.
So, Stuart, do you clap on a Thursday?
I do clap on a Thursday, and you know, it's become a bit of a thing. You know, hopefully we're not going to be doing it for too much longer, but it's certainly not going to go away in the foreseeable future if you look at what our government are up to. And I think it's just a positive way of trying to give back to the frontline workers, right? I mean, does anybody not clap? The clap for me represents something that's rather innocent, and people can come out and say thanks.
Have you learnt to bake sourdough then, Stuart?
No, mate. No, we have a white sliced loaf in my house, as you can imagine.
Even though you live in Tufnell Park, have you not baked any sourdough?
I've got some affectations after being down here for 25 years, but I think peppermint tea is about as far as I get, to be honest.
So have you seen any environmental benefits?
I have, actually, yeah, because one of the differences that I've found during the lockdown is that I've taken a bit of more of a refuge into nature, which is not really my sort of thing. I'm a bit more concrete and tarmac and whiff of kebab and neon sign. That's my normal sort of refuge. But yeah, I've been scuttling up to the heath, which is great. And I love it up there. I mean, apart from the fact that it's mad busy, I try and go like 6:30 in the morning or late in the evening and just dive into the trees and take the dog out. And yeah, I mean, I think you were saying the other day, Dave, but the amount of bird song, I mean, it wakes you up in the bloody morning anyway, but it's incredible. And the amount of just general flora and fauna that you notice, and there's no planes, right? So you can really pick up on this stuff. And I'm not sure about the sky being bluer.
So, mate, are you drinking more or less alcohol?
Good question, Parvi. I'm varying it up a bit. So I've gone back to the old apple juice. I'm doing a bit more cider, sort of student remembrance days. So I'm doing that, and then obviously, like you, Parv, I'm still partial to the odd bottle of Chateau Zizou. Probably on balance, right? Probably less, but more frequently.
Less, more frequently. Did you kick off quite big when you first went into lockdown?
No, I actually, I think by nature, I'm a hypochondriac. So probably the last time I went out was March the 13th, apart from going out to Heath and stuff like that. And I've still not been into a shop. I didn't go mad. I sort of wanted to wait and see what was going on for a little bit before I got stuck in. And then probably about 48 hours after lockdown.
We've got quite a funny story. So, on the Thursday before the lockdown, me and Stuart...
Oh, mate. Do you remember what date it was? It was March the 6th. It was a Thursday, wasn't it?
And so what happened was we had a pint in the pub and we were all joking and sort of shaking hands and hugging each other. And as we left, we were hugging each other. And then the next day, someone at the office, one of our mate's office, Ed's office, said that they had Corona at the office.
Oh, you joking?
The three of us had been hugging each other and joking about it.
So were you doing it deliberately to be annoying, to say, look, we don't quit off, we don't care about Corona, we're all...
It's still about 2 weeks before it sort of, before lockdown, isn't it?
When we... It was as it was all coming out, and we were probably pint and a half in and feeling a little bit giddy. And it wasn't a fuck you to anybody. It was more like, oh God, are we going to have to start saying goodbye? And then as we left, we were like, we subconsciously went to do it and then thought, fuck it, we'll do it. And I gave each other a hug and a pat. High five. And then Moolah called up and said, somebody's not feeling very well in the office. And we were like, oh, shut up. But, that's when you started really paying a lot of attention. And at that point, the old hypochondria kicked in.
Well, the funny thing is, because he said, I'm going to have to ring you two because someone at the office has got it and I've been in contact with the both of you. And I just thought to myself, shit. I said to the missus, I was busy yesterday afternoon. She's going to find out I was in the pub.
Well, also, after that, I felt a bit like Boris Johnson, when he's going, I'm going to go and shake hands with everybody in all the hospitals.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Fucking idiot. Mind you, he was doing that about 3 weeks later, the bell end. But has anybody got onto the politics whilst you've been interviewing them? Has anybody sort of, railed against?
We danced around it a bit. What are your views of the new slogan?
Stay alert. I mean...
In case you see one running around, COVID germ running around.
I've seen a lot of very funny things written about it. I just think, we can laugh about these things a lot, can't we? But that lobby group led by donkeys kind of says it all. There's been one catastrophic error after another. And I'm not suggesting another government would have done much better, but you can't fail to be shocked every time there's a new announcement. I mean, the thing on Sunday night, telling people to go back to work the following morning without giving them any detail, then saying, oh, actually, it's Wednesday. And then you just look at the bare bones of it, and it's terribly biased towards the working class. You know, those are the people who may have to get on public transport, or not that it's just working class people who get on public transport, but go back to your factories, go back to your workplaces, your construction sites, and, oh, by the way, wear a mask now. Oh, yeah, you don't need to wear a mask 3 weeks ago, but actually now, get a cloth covering. It beggars belief. The only thing that makes us feel better, if it possibly does do that, is looking across the pond and watching Mr. Dettol berate CNN journalists. And that's this bizarre world we live in, where you have to make a parallel with a fool like him.
How many loo rolls are you holding on to, Stu?
I'm not sure I'm going to top the charts, but on a regular week, pre-corona, we'd be well over 30 or 40. Yeah, there was definitely a lot of cars you roll. I was reminded of that brilliant Stacey Wall Velvet ad. Do you remember that, when they all were... Yeah. Cycling in some big bales of... No, so we've got rid of most of it. On our Rattling Stick Zoom thing the other week, Ringham was telling us a very good story about the fact that when all this Kazi crisis kicked off, his missus bought a Japanese toilet seat, which does everything that one might imagine. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a douche, it's a hairdryer, and there's a fucking remote control for it.
So what are we putting you down? Are we putting you down for 40?
Yeah, go on, 40. Yeah, that sounds good.
You're in the top half of the table. You're in the Man United places. You're around seventh.
Wow. Wow. A pair of gooners. Exactly. What's the collective noun for them?
Don't know. Have you got one?
No, tip of my tongue, Dave, but I'm not a wordsmith like you, sir.
Okay, so are you wearing a mask when you're going out?
I've got a mask, and I do wear it in busy sections, and then sort of... So when I'm on the heath, obviously you want to enjoy the fresh air, but when I'm crossing the intersections where there's fucking joggers and everything, I know I shouldn't be anti-joggers, but it's the ones that sneak up behind you. They can see you, you can't see them. Bit of etiquette, please. But yeah, I'll put it on for that bit, and then after that, take it off.
What have you learned about yourself, Stuart, in this period that you didn't know before, if anything?
I think possibly just that I'm a little bit more stoic than I thought I was. At the beginning, I sort of panicked, and then I breathed easy, and then I've just learned to try and appreciate things around me. Nature, as I said before, you know, a few more things like that, which is not my natural habitat, so I'm a bit more concrete and urban based. So yeah, I can't wait. Well, actually, we can now, can't we? We can drive and go to places and
do anything. I think.
I don't think I'm going to get in the car and go down to camp. You know, yeah, I can't wait for a bit more of that. But so yeah, I think that the answer would be just being able to chill a little bit more and taking stock what's around you.
So the last one, Stuart, can you name an ad that you've seen, either really good or really bad?
There was a Cadbury's one that I saw on the glass half full tip, which I thought was quite nice, actually. I mean, you know.
Drone footage.
Yeah, a little bit of drone footage. And I think they employed a load of DPs to go out and shoot from their back gardens. And obviously one chap was at the helm of direction. But I thought that was quite sweet, possibly bordering on the saccharine. But there's only so much you can do in these current times. I'm quite looking forward to when we're not seeing everything shot solely on an iPhone or whatever. But yeah, I thought that was quite nice.
Is there anything you think when you go back that you will change about how you were working or what you do?
I think I will. Yeah, I probably won't go in as much, but I'm quite happy working from home a lot of the time anyway. It's a little bit different when you've got, you know, homeschooling. I mean, this week I'm doing fucking ancient Egyptians and fractions, for fuck's sake. So, and I won't let you guess which one is perplexing me the most as a producer, but it's the shooting aspect that is the one that's the most ponderous. How we go back to getting 70 to 100 people in one place. Of course, it won't happen until we've got a vaccine or some sort of immunity passport. I think there's just going to be a degree of caution, and that's going to come from everyone, isn't it? But at the moment, we know that people are reluctant to even go back to work, even if they're told that they can. So I think that's what's going to be the first thing that crosses people's mind, is just they're going to be very tentative about stepping back into the workplace as we used to do.
The process, yeah.
Yeah, it's the process.
I've got one more question for you.
Go on then.
Mate, your Barnet. I mean...
My Barnet. What, can you see me? I can't see you.
I know I can't see it, but the thing is, I know that your flowing locks. I mean...
What about them, mate?
Have you had your haircut? You've obviously haven't had your haircut.
Well, I can't get those Pepe Le Pew streaks put back in this current climate. No, I've not had my haircut. No, I'm going, I'm just letting it all ride out, mate, like the rest of us. Beards, everything, cuffs and collars. Just let it flow, mate. Full hippie.
I was going to say, because like, you've got long locks there, mate. They must be quite long right now.
Yeah, you know, hairdressing is just one of those things that falls by the wayside. It's not important anymore, is it?
We're done, I think.
Excellent. Brilliant. Yeah.
Can I just say, chaps, it's been an absolute honour to be asked. I got an email yesterday, and I I replied to Anella and I said, are you sure this is for me? And she went, yeah, it's for you. And I just thought that was very lovely of you to ask me, because you're scraping the barrel a bit with producers. It's been a pleasure to join such of your illustrious guests. So thank you very much.
Thanks very much for doing it and being so perky.
That's the coffee, that chap.
Yeah, in a lovely way.
All right. Well, listen, thank you again. And I hope we speak in better circumstances soon. Lots of love.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for you. See you, Stuart.
Cheers.
All the best.
Cheers, chaps. Take care. Give a love to Kirsty. Bye, mate. See you, Parvi.
Cheers, mate. Thanks, bye.
Ta-da.